All right, 1,000 points of bite, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for joining me here tonight. Special two-hour Christmas version of 1,000 points of bite. It's going to be a Christmas show without any Christmas music. That's what's that's what's going on. So what I mean by that is it's a Christmas show because I get to have 2 hours. And so in being back in the two-hour time allotment, I'm going to dig deep. You know, people who are frequent listeners of the show know I love to make crossovers between books that I've read and the music referenced in the book, and tonight is no exception. I've been reading The Uncool, Cameron Crowe's memoir, and it's fun. It's good. I mean, it's not like a memoir to teach a class by, but it's certainly better than Night People, the Mark Ronson book, which is just like stitched together anecdotes in somewhat chronological order. This is at least has some story to it. For those who don't know, he was the writer he wrote the screenplay and won an Oscar for it for Almost Famous. He's also a filmmaker and made Jerry Maguire, Say Anything. I think he wrote the screenplay for Fast Times at Ridgemont High, even. And claim to fame as one of the youngest rock critics and rock journalists in history, writing for Rolling Stone at the age of 15, which served as the basis for the film Almost Famous, released in 2000. All right, so that's a quick rundown of him. So let's get right to the music, why don't we? This one, so there's a really cool part of the film. I'm sorry, the really cool part of the memoir where he talks about seeing his first show with his mom. Of course, his mom, very overbearing, wouldn't let him go see a show by himself or with a friend. So she went with him, and the first show was Elvis. And it was during like his comeback era. I think it was like the late 60s. It must have been 69 or 70. He must have been probably 13, 12 years old. And the writing is just amazing, and just how like he sets the scene. And Elvis is, you know, his band comes in and they're like playing, and Elvis isn't even there. And then they can see through the back of the stage, like outside of the parking lot, and this limo pulls up, and you can watch Elvis get out. You know, he's got the whole cape on and everything, and he just seems like largely disinterested. He just does some like, sings a few lyrics, his backup singers are doing a lot, and the whole thing just seemed amazing and crazy. And we're going to start our show off with If I Can Dream, a live version, of course, from Elvis, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Sometime strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why won't that sun with too much rain? We're trapped in a world that's troubled with pain. But as long as a man has the strength to dream, he can redeem his soul and fly. Deep in my still I am sure that the answer's gonna come somehow out there in the dark.
Thank you.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love you.
Breathe deep the gathering gloom. Watch lights fade from every room. Bedsitter people look back and lament. Another day's useless energy spent. Impassioned lovers wrestle as one. Lonely man cries for love and has none. New mother picks up and settles her son. Senior citizens wish they were young. Cold-hearted orb that rules the night removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white, but we decide which is right and which is an illusion.
Mesmerized by the depth of her eyes, and you
she's going to fly away. Sadness is her own, the verse of a bath of tears, and go home, and go home.
Procol Harum with A Whiter Shade of Pale. Before that, Buffalo Springfield Bluebird, Stephen Stills on vocals there from their self-titled debut. The Moody Blues, such pomposity, really. Nights in White Satin featuring Late Lament, complete with the London Symphony Orchestra off of Days of Future Past. And Elvis, I believe that was from his 68 Comebacks TV special, If I Can Dream. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here tonight. And I just wanted to let you know that if you're thinking of adding a pet to your family, the Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit them at sterlingshelter.org. This message has been brought to you by Tufts Educational Radio. Thanks so much for listening. And let's move on now. Up next, in case you're just joining me, this is our first in a two-part series devoted to Cameron Crowe's memoir, The Uncool, which the name of the book is, of course, taken from a little speech that Philip Seymour Hoffman gave whilst he was performing in Almost Famous as Lester Bangs, famous rock critic from the 70s and 80s. And he called himself and William Miller, who was a stand-in for Cameron Crowe, he called them both uncool. And it was a very, one of the most significant and meaningful scenes in the film. So Cameron Crowe took the name of his memoir from that little speech, which is not inappropriate. All right, let's move on. Up next, it's this one from Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin, Peace of My Heart from Cheap Thrills, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Come on, come on, come on. Right on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Right. Right. Take it home. Let's go.
All right, 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. And that's Beach Boys, Surfer Girl, from their 20 Good Vibrations. They have so many greatest hits, doesn't really matter which one. That was Todd Rundgren before that with I Saw the Light from Something Anything. Marvin Gaye's classic What's Going On from the record of the same name, which was voted by Rolling Stone as the greatest record of all time. They updated their list. I think they updated every decade or so. And What's Going On from Marvin Gaye went from, I think, from 5 to 1 in the last update. Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin, Peace of My Heart from Cheap Thrills. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford for WMFO. Thanks for joining me here on this show devoted to the uncool Cameron Crowe's memoir. This is going to be one of a two-part series. There's just tons of music referenced in here, and it's just too much to include in one show. But what's worth mentioning here is that there, you know, a lot of his, the movie Almost Famous was based on Cameron Crowe's life, and there were some significant differences in this book, which I've read about half of it, and Almost Famous. For one, he had an older sister who passed, and she suffered from mental illness, and you know, before she passed, she did have a strong connection with Cameron, and he referenced a lot of the music that she liked when she was growing up, including the Beach Boys, so we played that for that section of the book. And also, his dad didn't get any airtime. Wasn't part of the story at all in Almost Famous, and yet there's a whole section about his dad, and a lot of his dad is sprinkled throughout. Maybe it's because his mom is such a strong, overbearing character. I don't know. That could be why. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Up next, this one from Bob Dylan, Who Killed Davy Morris, is a live version, 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Who killed Davy Moore? Why? What's the reason for? Not I, said the referee. Don't point your finger at me. I could have stopped it in the eighth and maybe kept him from his fate, but the crowd would have booed, I'm sure, at not getting their money's worth. It's too bad he had to go, but there was pressure on me too. You know it wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not us, said the angry crowd, whose screams filled the arena loud. It's too bad he had to die that night. We'd just like to see a good old-fashioned fight. We didn't mean for him to meet his death. We just wanted to see some sweat. There ain't nothing wrong in that. It wasn't us that made him fall. You can't blame us at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, said his manager, puffing on a big cigar. It's hard to say, it's hard to tell. I always thought that he was well. It's too bad for his wife and kids he's dead, but if he was sick, he should have said, it wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, said the gambling man with his ticket stub still in his hand. It wasn't me that knocked him down. My hands didn't touch him none. I didn't commit no ugly sin. Anyway, I put money on him to win. It wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, said the boxing writer who pounds the print in his old typewriter, saying boxing is here to stay. There's just as much foot in danger in a football game, saying fist fighting is here to stay. It's just the old American way. It wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, said the man whose fists laid him low in a cloud of mist, who came here from Cuba's door, where boxing ain't allowed no more. I hit him, yes it's true, but that's what I'm paid to do. Don't say murder, don't say kill, it was destiny, it was God's will. Who killed Davy Moore? Why? And what's the reason for?
We'll be right back. I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the needle take another man. Gone, gone, the damage done. I sing the song because I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand. Milk blood to keep from running out. I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a setting sun.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's, of course, Neil Young, live version, and hold on, let's get back to where I was. Neil Young from Harvest, originally Sweet, before that with a little Willie from their Best Of. Derek and the Dominoes, what an awesome opening riff that is to Layla, one of their, a track off their greatest collection. Bob Dylan's Who Killed Davy Moore started off the set, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. What's interesting about, so just to get you caught up, we're having a show devoted to Cameron Crowe's memoir, The Uncool, which I've been enjoying reading about halfway through. And, you know, every song that I'm playing tonight has gotten a mention, or every artist at least has gotten a mention in the book so far. Derek and the Dominoes, I didn't realize this, but they actually toured. I thought it was just like a band that Clapton formed, and then they like made a record and recorded a great song, and then they sort of disbanded so he could go off and, you know, make his own records and stuff. But it turns out they toured, and Cameron Crowe saw them. Of course, at this point in the book, he's still a teenager, so he's not doing a lot of traveling around the world, but he is seeing lots of shows at the San Diego, it's like the San Diego Sports Arena or something, and he sees Derek and the Dominoes there, and he was really impressed. He thought it was one of the best shows he'd ever seen. So that was unexpected. I didn't expect him to say that about Derek and the Dominoes. Other stuff, his music, and it was important to him that he was listening to throughout his life. And let's move on and continue with this one from Black Sabbath. I mean, what, it's been like 2 months we haven't heard from Black Sabbath? I think we got to end that right now. We're going to go with War Pigs, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Masses, just like witches at black masses, evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction, in the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. And hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds.